Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today on the BBS Radio 1 system out of Lafayette, California, in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I'm so happy you're all here today. I really am. We have a fantastic show for you. We'll be doing some prayers, first off, for the rains in California, followed by my recent trip to Mount Shasta, along with five or six different interviews of people who came on my trip to Shasta. One lady's eyesight was completely restored to normal. And we have some other amazing healing stories healed by Telos, by the people of Telos and Adama, as well as the Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus, who also joined us on the trip. Yesterday morning, early in the morning at 5:30 a.m., I was invited upon a Pleiadian mothership by Admiral Halosaurus, and I'll be talking about that experience as well, which was truly out of this world. I was also fortunate enough to travel inside the Hollow Earth to Telos and meet with Adama, the High Priest of the Hollow Earth, and that's an amazing story, which I'll go over here, I'll tell you all about in a few minutes. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support, because I know we have a beautiful, bright, and happy future ahead of us. And if we all work together, we can make this planet a much better and happier place. With that, I really want to thank Don and Doug at BBS Radio 1 for all their wonderful support. I couldn't do this show without them. During the second hour, from about 11 a.m. to 12 noon, I'll be interviewing a retired U.S. military intelligence officer who wishes to remain anonymous about the efforts to save the children here in the United States from sex trafficking and pedophilia. It should be an interesting show. For his protection, he will not be giving his name, but you will be able to hear him. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit, listener-supported station, and if you'd like to donate, I'd love your support. It's just $5 a month or $50 for the year. To support our programming, just go to my website at www.outofthisworldradio.net, and there's two little PayPal buttons. Just click either one for your support. Also, I'm broadcasting now on WWNN in Miami, Florida, on Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, as well as every other Monday in Vienna, Austria, on Radio Soul International. My next program in Vienna will be in German and in English on Monday, September 7th, starting at 12 noon Pacific time or 9 p.m. Central European time. I hope you can listen to both shows. For broadcasting information, please go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net, and it contains all the information there to listen. I also do readings for people. I help people get in contact with those who've passed on, as well as pets and their animals. And I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to talk to the other side. If you're interested in getting a good reading or learning how to talk to the other side, as well as to time travel, I do also teach people how to time travel. Please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'd be happy to give you a good reading. I mentioned this before, but I've wrote a book a couple of years ago called Messages from the Masters, which is messages from Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, President John F. Kennedy, and others on our beautiful, bright future. And the book is just $20 and includes a free reading with it from yours truly. In the book itself, I also include, I include a copy of this article. This is from November 23rd, 1963, from Christchurch, about the Kennedy assassination. Now, what's interesting about this article is that it was published while John F. Kennedy was still alive. And you may say to yourself, well, how can that be? Well, it's because the whole thing was a setup. The U.S. Embassy in Auckland actually released all the details about Oswald killing Kennedy one day before he actually was assassinated in Dallas on November 23rd, 22nd, 1963. So if you'd like a copy of that article, I'm happy to send it to you along with the book. If you're interested, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. At Mount Shasta, I always love starting my shows off with these 528 hertz tuning forks, 528 is the frequency of love for planet Earth. And when you hit one of these tuning forks with a Lemurian crystal from Mount Shasta, you spread love everywhere. So I'm going to hit this three times now. Isn't that nice? People listening today, if you just listen to this, you can bathe yourself in love. If you like a tuning fork, it's just $60 within the U.S. or $70 outside the United States and Canada. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'd be happy to send you one. Also, the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo has just come out with these beautiful homeschool kits for children. They include a copy of their book here called The Message from Water, the children's version. It's got beautiful diagrams. This diagram here was produced by Dr. Emoto years ago when he wrote the words love and gratitude on a glass of water, and these beautiful water crystals appear. On the other hand, if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, what happens is that it disintegrates. And as an example, here's a picture of molecules in water under when you write "you fool" on a glass of water, it breaks down. So it's a wonderful teaching technique, and they're now selling these little children's kits for children, just $15 a kit. And if you're homeschooling your kids or have extra time at home to teach your kids the value of love and gratitude and the power of thoughts, these kits are wonderful for young children and adults. And if you'd like one, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm happy to arrange it for you. I go to Mount Shasta several times a year. And during the last couple of years, we've had a series of miracle healing, what I call miracle healings, by Adama and the people of Telos. And during this most recent trip, a lady's eyesight was restored to completely normal after having blurry farsighted vision. Another lady's bladder had collapsed and was restored to perfectly healthy condition after we gave her a healing. I said we didn't give her a healing. We prayed for a healing, and the Adama and the people of Telos healed her. So I have those interviews, which will play in just a few minutes, and I think you'll really enjoy it. I was directed up to go to Mount Shasta to a spiritual portal there at about 5:30 yesterday morning. And while I was praying and meditating there, I was taken on the astral plane to meet Adama in the city of Telos, 125 miles beneath Mount Shasta. And that was just an amazing experience. All the people of Telos, the men and women, both wear these long white robes. They are in the fifth dimension. They communicate telepathically. And I'll be describing that experience here in just a few minutes. In addition, I was fortunate enough to be invited aboard a Pleiadian mothership. Admiral Halosaurus, who is the Pleiadian admiral in charge of the 2 million Pleiadian spacecraft now orbiting planet Earth, invited me aboard his ship. The ship itself is half organic and half metal. It's run by the thoughts of the people of the crew. So if you're in a bad mood and you've got bad thoughts, you could destroy the ship. So you got to be very careful when you're on board one of these ships, if you do get invited. But it was an amazing experience. And the Admiral Halosaurus they came here actually in November 2018 after the Paradise and Malibu fires in California. Many of us didn't know what to do. I asked for help. I know many light workers asked for galactic help with those fires. So they came, and they are here now to help us with the fires in California. I'll be going more into that at the top of the 11 o'clock hour Pacific time and give you more details about that. I've been collecting funds to help the beautiful Hopi Indians in Northern Arizona with getting clean food and water for several years now. Unfortunately, many Hopi now are experiencing food shortages. Some are starving, especially the elderly, because the food trucks have not been able to make it into the reservation because of this virus issue. So if you'd like to donate, $600-$700 will buy enough food for several hundred families for 1 week. It's all a volunteer basis. 100% of all monies collected go right to the Hopi. And if you'd like to donate, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We've also been working on getting clean water for the Hopi. I didn't realize until a couple of years ago, but the Hopi for decades have been drinking arsenic-contaminated and radiation-contaminated water. We've been making a difference thanks to the efforts of Liam McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation in Seattle, Michiko Hayashi of the Imoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, Martha Chandras of the Natural Choice Network, and many other beautiful volunteers. We've been raising money to buy clean water filters for the Hopi for $125. A clean water filter can be purchased and sent to a Hopi family, where it filters out all the radioactive elements and arsenic in their water supply, so they can drink clean water. You know, for many of us here in the United States, we think that everybody has clean water. Well, the Hopi don't, and their lifespan for men is about 44 years on the Hopi reservation, and for women it's about 54 years, or about half of what it is in mainstream society. Personally, I find these numbers intolerable, and so we've all been working hard to change it. If you'd like to help in getting clean water and food to the Hopi, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. If you make a donation to the Washington Clean Water Foundation, it's a 501c3 organization, and your contribution is tax deductible. And I want to thank Liam McLaughlin of Seattle for all his fantastic help. The Hopi have a rock on the reservation called the Prophecy Rock. And the lower line is a straight line around this rock, showing that if we live in harmony and peace with planet Earth, we can live a long and happy life here on Mother Earth. However, just above that line is a zigzag line, where if we continue to pollute Mother Earth and not live in harmony and peace, we will basically end civilization. And they're beautiful people. They're actually from the Pleiades. And I hope, I know we will make the right choices so that we can live in peace and harmony in this straight line for humanity. With that, I'd like to now start playing my interviews. I interviewed several people on my trip this week, and I'll be back in about 30 minutes to go over their interviews and give you some more information about Mount Shasta and the changes coming. But I hope you enjoy these interviews, and please stay tuned now. I'll be playing these interviews from people I was with on my trip to Mount Shasta.
Hello, friends. I have a wonderful lady here with me today. Her name's Karen. She's on my trip to Mount Shasta with my small group of people here in Northern California. And Karen, thank you so much for coming on my show today.
You're so welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us, tell my listeners, if you like, share the experience you had when we had a group meditation for people to go into Telos this morning.
That was a very powerful experience for me, and I can envision it very clearly, and it was very easy to go right in. I somehow didn't need to go by the guard, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful, peaceful environment. Almost reminded me of a Switzerland scene. And I was greeted by Adamus, who is a tall man, very beautiful, in a white robe. And I felt very much at home there. I was offered to go into I considered a med bed, which you could lay down and have healing done there. And I was offered to just walk around the hills, and it was just rolling hills, really high, beautiful blue skies. A lot of animals came out in this particular event, of all the different types of animals, and they were all just kind of looking and curious, and they were all getting along so well, all the different animals. And it was very obvious they were not in danger from other, you know, predators. There were no predators. They were just all very friendly and loving.
What was the color like? Were the colors more intense than they are up here in third dimension?
Yeah, actually, in thinking back, they actually were. Yeah, the sky was so blue, and the grass was so green, and all the beautiful flowers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what I really feel is that just the feeling of being there, I felt like I was at home. That's what it felt like. Mm-hmm.
You had a past life among the Telosians.
Yeah, that's what it felt like, yeah.
Yeah, and you came back up to, you came to the surface to help enlighten humanity for the ascension.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That feels very, very right for me, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did everyone wear, both men and women, wear these long white robes?
Women, I didn't see them in robes so much. The men were, but they had long white, almost gowns. Yeah.
Okay.
A little more feminine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of buildings were the, what were the buildings like?
We were in the country. I didn't see any buildings.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. It was rolling hills and a stream and a meadow and just out in the country.
Okay. I've been told that the sunlight down there is an artificial sun where it's golden yellow light and there's no shadows.
Well, I did. Yeah. I guess I don't remember any shadows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's really overwhelming. I mean, it's just being present there is just, it's so peaceful and very loving.
Nice. You'll be carrying that energy back when you go back home and everywhere you go.
Thank you. Okay. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, great. Would you like to say anything else to my listeners?
I highly recommend coming to Mount Shasta and going into Telos.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with my audience. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Hello, friends. I'm at beautiful Mount Shasta today in Northern California, and I have Lenny here who's been on my trip to Shasta, and she's got an amazing story to tell. Lenny, tell us a little bit about your experience. We did a healing this morning with my small group next to a little rock called Ascension Rock, which is a direct portal to the Hollow Earth, and tell us what happened.
Well, I went into the inner earth, and as I was going in, they came to greet me.
Who's they?
The Telosians. They were all in white, and they walked with me. We were all walking in a row, and we walked down to a sacred pool, and it had bubbles. It was very natural looking, and they told me to step into it and immerse my body in it, and so I did. And I stayed in there for a little bit of time. And then I came out of that pool and they told me that that was the water was very healing. And then they gave me a robe and walked me over to another room that was filled with crystals. And they had a bed in there. And they asked me to lay on the bed. And so I laid on the bed and they said that they were giving me healing from emotional from that inside that room, laying on that bed. And so I just laid there and it was very beautiful energy, lots of crystals. And then they said I was complete. And then they walked with me back down this road and the flock of birds, beautiful flock of birds flew by, very loud, and it was very beautiful there. And they walked me back to where I originally came into the earth, inner earth. And I got into the kind of like a, couldn't really, it's kind of like a tram or a car. And we went, it just went straight back up. And then I was at the top and came back to the campground here at Mount Shasta.
Oh, what a beautiful story. Did they give you any other messages at all for humanity, Lenny?
They did not. They did not. It was mostly all about just showing me their healing techniques there, I believe.
Okay. Okay, great. I had a lady on my trip back in 2016 who had had fibromyalgia for years, and she was sick and tired of being on oxycodone and other painkillers. And so she requested a healing, and the next thing she knows, she's in Telos. She was sleeping here at the campground, and then she went into Telos, and they bathed her in a golden yellow light. And then after that was done, they said, "You're healed." She came back up to the surface, woke up, it was done during her sleep, and she was completely healed of fibromyalgia and hasn't experienced it since.
Fantastic. Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that a beautiful story?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay, great. Well, Lenny, thank you so much. For any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I'm just very blessed to be here and be in this energy and to be connected with Telos and the people of Inner Earth. And it's been an amazing, wonderful experience.
Great. I'm so glad you're here. Thanks so much for sharing that with my listeners. Hello, friends. I'm at Mount Shasta today, and I have a wonderful lady named named Robin, who was with us when we did a prayer meditation this morning. Robin, hi. Say hi to my listeners and tell us what happened this morning when we did our prayer meditation to go into Telos.
Hello, everyone. This is really an exciting place to be, and I was very happy that Ted allowed us to perform this meditation to go to Telos. This morning, what I found when I was going into the meditation and then making the connection was the very first thing is when I got to the scene where Ted had asked us to basically visualize ourselves going down, I was greeted by Adamus at the door. Okay, greeted by Adamus at the doorway. And he was wearing a white robe. And the most significant thing I noticed as I was going down there, is the first thing was the breathing. There was a shift in how I was breathing. And then the next thing I noticed is I looked at my feet. And I noticed that on my feet, I was wearing sandals. So that was the first change. I was making this transition. So on my feet were sandals. And then as I was getting ready to descend further into the area, into Telos, my clothing shifted and I was wearing a white robe. It was a beautiful white robe. And I also had this beautiful, long, tall staff that I was given. It was handed to me. So I had this staff and I was walking basically down. It was almost felt like it was walking down like a runway going into Telos. And what I noticed about the surroundings is it just felt like there was water around. Like I was hearing flowing water. It was just a feeling that I didn't see on either side, but it was just a sensing of the water, the flowing water. And as I got down to the bottom of this ramp, I was then directed to go into this room. And the room that was set up was for me to be healed. So I was being directed to go to this particular room and area and to lay down and to actually go through the healing process. And that was the most fantastical part about it, is that it was just felt like you was just being transported into this area in which the goal was for you to be healed. Mm-hmm. And that was the basic feeling that I got, you know, my experience.
Wonderful. Robin, what kind of healing did they give you?
It was more of an overall healing. It was basically, I was laying on the bed. It was kind of a bed. And it was just more of a, I guess, energetic.
Okay.
It just felt more like an energetic type of healing.
Kind of like a general tune-up and an oil change?
Yes, more like that.
They checked your tires and gauges and they said, you look pretty good, but we're going to do some adjustments here.
They gave me a couple of new tires, but that was how the feeling was. It was basically just a very relaxing, very calm, mm-hmm. and we didn't even speak. There was no discussion. I mean, in terms of the direction, I wasn't told. It was just that we just communicated that this is where you need to move. And so it was all through our minds that, you know, I was being, you know, directed. And that was very interesting as well.
That's wonderful. And then did they give you any messages?
No, like I said, there was no communication. It was all done just through, you know, movement. And so basically once that was done, then I was actually being escorted back up to the opening back to the earth. Yeah, but there was no speaking. There was everything was, it felt like it was, you know, silent, but it was just, we could still communicate. Yes.
Okay. Well, this is a serious question, but did they accept American Express, MasterCard, and Visa?
No, they said it was, this time it was gratis.
well, that's good. That's good. Well, I appreciate you so much for sharing that experience with my, all my listeners. Any other impressions from the healing you got? Do you feel much better now? Do you feel like you're $1 million?
More than $1 million. And this is definitely worth the experience. If anybody have an opportunity to take some time out and to come to Mount Shasta and just to experience the beauty of the environment and being back with nature, mm-hmm. it's a wonderful experience, very calming, and allows you to just get back in touch with your heart and you know, all kinds of levels, feel different levels. And the most important thing you walk away from is the friendships that you make on the trip. You meet a lot of new people, and it's just interesting to just talk to the folks from all over the country and from even different parts of the world. And so that's even a much more significant benefit.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Rob. I really appreciate you sharing that. Hello, friends. I'm at Mount Shasta today, and I have a wonderful lady here who's had a miracle healing this morning with our little group here at Mount Shasta. Heather, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Heather Rapson. I'm a craniosacral therapist, and I work in Altamont Springs, Florida.
Okay. So you came all the way from Florida to be out here. And tell my audience what happened this morning.
This morning, we were doing a meditation on a crop of rocks near our campsite, which is near the entrance to Talos. And we were meditating on Talos and on a healing as well, because we had done a healing meditation prior. And I went into a deep state of meditation. And then after we came out of meditation, I was looking off into the wilderness, and I noticed that the trees in the far distance were crystal clear, and I wear glasses for distance for driving. And
how long?
Oh, for at least 15 years, I've been wearing those glasses. So, and so I was kind of blown away that I wasn't able, that I was able to see so clearly after that many years of having to rely on glasses for a long distance vision.
So I think Adama gave you a healing this morning, or the people of Telos.
It would seem that way.
Wonderful. Yeah, we meditated for over an hour.
It didn't seem that long, but yeah, it was really deep and tranquil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember going into Telos?
I actually had a vision of Adama, and it helped me to see him, because I actually saw a picture of what he might look like in one of the bookstores that's in Mount Shasta and downtown area. And he actually came to me in a dream the night before, but my critical mind was questioning whether or not it was real. So it was kind of like, as I was falling asleep, he kind of came into my mind's eye, kind of introducing himself to me. So
what did he look like, Heather?
He had blonde hair. He was very tall. He was wearing a white cloak down to the floor. I guess you could call it a robe. He had blue eyes, and he looked very human.
Okay. Okay. I think he's something like, in Earth years, he's thousands of years old, I think.
Is he?
Yes.
Wow.
Because he said now, when you spiritually advance, your body starts to stop the aging process and you start reversing the aging process.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would make sense, because I've attended an ashram for most of my life, and I noticed the people that have lived there for years don't seem to age. They always look young and vibrant, and there's a lot of energy and clarity in their eyes and their skin. They just glow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from doing all this spiritual practice consistently, mm-hmm. day in and day out.
One of the things that happens when you bring your crystals up to this special spring at Mount Shasta is that the crystals glow later.
Oh.
So
I have to put my Lumerian crystal in the water.
Exactly. There's a couple of places that you can do that.
So do the Lumerian crystals come from Lumeria then?
Well, they're here, but they're nicknamed Lumerian crystals because the civilization underneath Mount Shasta is a Lumerian civilization that's been there 12,500 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
They escaped to the caverns underneath Mount Shasta 12,500 years ago after the Atlanteans tried to destroy much of the planet through a crystalline and nuclear war, which they failed. They ended up destroying much of the planet and destroying the Lemurian civilization, which was on a separate continent off the west coast of the United States and Canada. At the last minute, there were 1.3 million people living in Lemuria at the time. Its headquarters was in Maui. And at the last minute, they were able to save 25,000 people with all their technology intact. There wasn't enough time to save everyone. And so they went to these caverns underneath Mount Shasta, and they've been there ever since. They are a fifth dimensional civilization and human just like us. They're a little stockier, but if you saw one on the street, you wouldn't think twice about them. They look just like us.
So they're originally from Earth?
In a way, yes, they're from Earth, but they came before that from the Pleiades.
Okay.
Which so many of us came from.
Okay. Is it true that Antarctica used to be Atlantis?
Not exactly. The Atlantean civilization was located out in the Atlantic Ocean between the Florida and the Azores Island. The Azores are actually mountain ranges in the Atlantic civilization. At first, the Atlantean civilization was very large, but through a series of earth changes, it became progressively smaller until 12,500 years ago, it sank beneath the waves. Mm. The history of Antarctica, I know, existed at that time, but I'm not familiar with its total history. I do know that when Marduk was exploded by the reptilians and destroyed 500,000 years ago, the inhabitants of Marduk, which was an Earth-like planet, it was a super-Earth, it's located in the asteroid belt now outside in our solar system. Many of those humans escaped to Antarctica with their technology intact and tried to reestablish their civilization, which they failed to do.
So I understand that there is a octagon type object underneath the ice shelf in Antarctica that has hieroglyphic markings on it. Can you explain a little more about that?
Honestly, I haven't investigated it that much, but I will. It's a fascinating topic. It really is. They recently found a spacecraft there with people who look like they're from Asia, and I believe that those were from Marduk, from that ancient planet. And what I'm told is that some went to Antarctica, many went to where China is now, and established footholds throughout what is now Asia, in Japan and Korea, Thailand, all through Burma, throughout that whole area.
I see. It's my understanding that it's like a craft, and that when you walk in, there are hinges on the top and the bottom, like you would have in a nuclear war bunker, mm-hmm. you know, with a very thick door, except they say there, I guess, there were Navy SEALs that had top secret clearance that were asked to investigate. And it's a no-fly zone, too. Apparently, that's also where the Nazis are located as well.
Right.
And some of the symbols on the craft are also some of the similar symbols that Nazis have used. When you walk into the craft, apparently it's a very long, empty, rectangular space. And as you walk in, there's like this luminescent lighting that automatically comes on, and there's no obvious source for the light.
Sure.
There's also an ambient temperature of 67 to 75 degrees mm. internally when it's freezing outside. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's advanced technology.
When Atlantis existed, I'm told that the average temperature around the planet was between 77 and 72 degrees Fahrenheit. So it was a paradise on Earth until he ended up destroying the whole thing. And I've also been told that many of those spirits who were present in Atlantis, like you were and I were and many other light workers, have come back now to try to stop History repeats itself, but the same forces who destroyed the Earth back 12,500 years ago are back on the world stage again, and they're trying to do the same thing, except this time they're not going to be successful.
I see.
When you were getting your healing, did it come to you as a shock? Your eyes were suddenly healed? And you didn't need glasses anymore?
Completely. I kept looking off into the distance and blinking my eyes, and I was kind of stunned, actually, because I wasn't expecting that. But before the meditation, I actually asked if they had time to heal me, mm-hmm. but I was farsighted and it would be great to not have to wear glasses.
Okay. All right. I know I was told the message I was given is that I'll be giving some healings myself tonight, and there'll be more significant healings tonight. We're going to do another prayer circle tonight at the entrance to one of the entrances to Telos. So it should be a very interesting evening. I was also given the message that we will be visited by Adama, Admiral Palladian, Admiral Halosaurus, and possibly Saint Germain. We'll see. So we have to keep our conscience high.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you find that you have to be in a very high spiritual state in order to encounter these beings?
Absolutely. And in a good mood helps.
Okay. So it's good to not do things that lower your energetic vibrational frequency.
Yeah. Right. Right. Absolutely. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I have to say, being at this camp, both my cousin and I, who came together, she's from Novato, California, and I'm from Orlando, Florida. We weren't fully knowing what to anticipate, but we both noticed that the energy here is extremely high. Mm-hmm. And I can only tell you, I know what that feels like because I've spent a lot of time in an ashram where a lot of spiritual practice has been practiced. And I know that when you're around heightened energy like that, it purges things from you, and you sometimes will have like an emotional breakdown, you know, and you may be confused as to why, or you may be overwhelmed by a certain type of emotion and not understand why you're feeling that way. And it's kind of forcing you to look at other aspects of yourself and kind of do some introspection and in order to heal what hasn't been healed. So it's kind of magical in that way, mm-hmm. to be up here.
Yeah, it's a very magical place, and I always feel much better. My eyes were healed, what was it, last September, from 2050 vision to 2010 vision. In 2018, September, I was given a new heart. My heart was wearing out. I've been working 24/7 for many years without breaks. But I welcome their healings. I've got the message they're working on me now for further healing today. Mm. So.
Nice. The only thing I would recommend is to bring bug spray because there are yellow jackets, as you can probably hear.
Well, they're just friendly. That's all.
And really seeing you.
Yeah. They want a dinner too. So,
they want my dinner.
Yeah. They want your dinner. Yeah. They want your dinner. Well, anyway, now you do craniosacral work, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, if people wanted to have a session with you, how do they reach you?
They can look up my name on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. My email is N as in Nancy, I, R as in Robert, M as in Mary, A-L-A, hyphen H-U-R-L-E-Y at earthlink.net.
Okay.
I also have another email. It's intuitivetouchcraniosacraltherapy@gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful. Anything else you'd like to share with my listeners?
I'm coming up to Mount Shasta. I've talked to a lot of the people that are here. We've made some amazing connections. Everybody is on the same page, it seems, but we all have different bodies of information and knowledge that we've accumulated. And there's such a dynamic, diverse group, and everybody is so loving and compassionate and caring. And also, we're all like getting mind blown by other people's knowledge and expressing what we know and sharing. So it's almost like together we make up one super being. you know, we have all these dynamic, different aspects of ourselves, and it's a really amazing experience, and it's been an honor to be with all the people who've been here.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm so glad that you came, Heather, and I'm so glad that your eyes have been restored to perfect 20 crystal clean. Do you think it's 2020, 2010, 2015?
I don't think I've ever had 2015 vision. Okay. I think 2020 was like the best it's ever been.
Okay. Is it better than 2020 now, you think, or about 2020?
Probably about 2020.
2020. Yeah. That's pretty good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. Hello, friends. I'm at Mount Shasta, and I have a wonderful fellow here named Brad. And he had an interesting experience this morning when we did our group meditation near one of the entrances to Telos in the Hollow Earth. Could you tell us what happened?
Sure, Ted. Yeah, I'm happy to. And by the way, thanks for taking us through that meditation. It was pretty amazing. So I know you gave us great instruction on how to sit down and just focus on what we were doing. We're right on top of one of the portals, which was wonderful. Mm-hmm. So I closed my eyes, you know, and I really was relaxed. I got into it. And, you know, what I didn't realize was that it was early in the morning, and I was like nodding off. You know, it felt like I was falling asleep, like I was catching my head and bringing it up, you know. But yet I wasn't tired. So why am I getting into such a deep meditation? And then, you know, sort of what happened is I just sort of felt myself coming through a door, mm-hmm. like a door opened up, and I came through, and there was a person there to check me. And then I went into what was could be called a shuttle. But to me, as I got into it, it was sort of octagonal shaped room, could fit about 3 or 4 people in it. And it was kind of closed. You couldn't see anything. All of a sudden, it started dropping and going down below the surface. And when it did, I saw that it was glass and that I could see everywhere inside of Telos, right? Mm-hmm. And so as I looked down and around in Telos, I'd see where the sun was shining upon the folks that were down below and the hydroponics that they were, you know, growing there for their food sources and so forth. And, you know, normally I would be kind of afraid of heights because this was sort of way up there. But I was so astounded and amazed by what I was seeing that I wasn't. I had this feeling of peace and calm. Mm-hmm. And so then it got, you know, sort of to the bottom and the door opened and I felt I was being greeted by a Dhamma.
Okay. Great.
And so at this point, you know, I kind of stepped off to meet him and the others there and bang, my head kind of dropped down and I pulled it back up and I woke up and I looked around and I saw the rest of the folks that were in the meditation space.
Oh my God. Wow. That's amazing.
The experience ended there.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. Have you had any dream like that before?
Never had a dream like that before. Okay. No. Okay. And again, this was just before noon. So it was morning. So I was fully rested and I have no idea how I got so relaxed that I got into that state.
But, wow. That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Have you felt like you got a healing this time? How do you feel? Do you feel pretty good?
I feel fantastic. Okay, by the way, just immediately when I came out of it, I was more relaxed than I'd had mm-hmm. been, you know, sort of the entire trip here. Wow. So it itself had an impact on me from that regard. And I got to tell you, about an hour later, I got a call from a friend that was really in dire straits. And so very depressed, despondent and so forth. And so I actually walked back up onto that space on the rock by myself and had the most unbelievably deep and loving conversation with this person. I kind of feel like Adama kind of came through me again and gave me the words to give this person support and love where it turned them around. That's and they felt great. So much better.
That's great. That's great, Brad. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And we're supposed to get more healings tonight and have some amazing experiences. So I can't wait.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Tani hikari